Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian, Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody, around the world, over 100,000 listeners. And tonight, we're going to address a people who are just about completely forgotten. People who are visually impaired and hearing impaired. You know, you hear people complain about things and, the car's broken or something, how am I going to get to this place, or could be anything, you know. And they think they have it pretty bad. But what if they couldn't hear and they couldn't see? Now, the world that's not made for us who are visually impaired, but it's even worse when you lose your hearing. On the accessible pedestrian signals that are supposed to be there for a person who can't read the regular traffic light to cross the street, they made an element that vibrates when you push the button so that a deaf-blind person can feel that vibration and at least know that they have the light in their favor. Very, very difficult to lose both senses like that. And I'll tell you something. You remember that piece we did on the news for Eyewitness News a while back to demonstrate that the agencies are doing a horrible job, that they could be doing a lot better? Well, here's an example. How do you have agencies that are supposed to be teaching deaf-blind people to get around and all that, and to skills and all that, when the world is not made for those people? You know, you're pushing an extra stress on them. See, in other words, the agencies, in my mind, in the mind of Inner Sight, are operating ass way backwards. First, they should make everything accessible for the person. Then show them how to do it, you see. But you see, there's no money in that. You know, they'd have to raise the money, or they'd have to have a lobby in Washington. And I don't know of any organization that lobbies for the deaf-blind. I mean, there's plenty of lobbies for the deaf. You know, and but not if you're deaf and visually impaired, that I'm aware of. So there you got that situation. You know, people taking advantage of people's disability and getting money and grants and money from the state, when the real problem is not being addressed. Now, a lot of people are denied service dogs. And how many in that
group? Good evening.
How many in that group include people who are deafblind? I mean, there's enough prejudice against someone who's just blind without being hearing impaired, you can imagine the prejudice against somebody who is deaf and blind. Well, when we come back, we're going to do a couple of commercials. When we come back, I want to tell you about my experience with one guy who was deafblind and nobody knew what to do with him. Inner Sight went in and helped him. So we'll relate that right after this. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Able News. You want to do the Able News?
Okay, I could do it. Yeah.
Good.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different lenders. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition for, do it in honor of Thanksgiving now, the week away. And, you know, people who will be denied service dogs within this week. For Thanksgiving. I mean, there's got to be a lot of people on the list, and I know that a lot of them will never get a dog. And no investigation, no law, no licensing, and that's the reality. That's what we got to deal with. So sign the petition.
Or I have a feeling they say, okay, we'll wait till after Thanksgiving to give you your notification if you've been accepted or not, you know, that you're getting a guide dog. That's even worse, I think. You know,
well, no matter when.
Yeah, and then you won't be waiting.
People on the waiting list should have the right to know whether a dog is being trained for them or not.
That too?
That's what it should be. You know, you should have the right to witness the training, to be a part of it.
Yeah, or if you have, like, you're multiply disabled, if there's a program that originally was there, you should have the ability to know if they're going to bring back that program. You should have the ability to know that they're going to bring it back. Like,
yeah, but you don't even know if they told
you
the truth.
Ability. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About that. How do you even know if they told you the truth?
That they took away the program. They probably was still there.
There's no law, there's no regulations. They can tell you anything they want. How are you going to prove it, that they discontinued the program or they didn't?
Oh, they didn't. They probably didn't.
That's why
they
should
just
have
looking
a,
for an excuse. Yeah.
That's why I should have the ability to take them to court. Well, you don't know. You don't say they didn't or they did, because you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no way of checking up on these people. You know, they raise a lot of money. They do what they want. And they have no regard for many, many people who are disabled. I think I've said it many times, I think that a lot of these people in these guide dog schools are haters. I really believe that.
Oh, yeah.
They hate certain types of disabled people. They'll only deal with
just
the type.
Speak out.
They'll only deal with the type that they determine, you know, to their liking. I really believe that. You got
people
the wrong people
don't
in
speak
these
out,
jobs.
Don't question. People who don't speak out, don't question, just say yes, yes, oh, that's good. They like them better, you know.
Well, you got to walk on eggshells. You got to be careful.
I'm not that person.
All right. So signed the petition, and eventually we'll be able to do something about it. All right, around the world, Big East, Akita Rescue.
Sorry.
Big East, Akita Rescue, Toms River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check them out. Hey, Mr. Kennedy, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. And you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy. He's very knowledgeable about real estate. So 631-888-1186. And tell him you heard about it here on InnerSight. All right. You're looking for a house, buy or rent or whatever. Talk to Mr. Kennedy. Good guy. Let's see. What else we got? All the beautiful children of the world. Take care of them. Watch over them. Protect them. Go an extra mile for a child. And we remember Corey and little Tommy and Ollie and Avante and all the others. All right. InnerSight believe that a lot more can be done to help these children. Around the world, InnerSight. Hey, we got this place where you can get dog food, cat food, locally here on Long Island. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the name of the organization. 631-484-3085, phone number. And you'll get Gary, or can leave him a message. Let me give that number again. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical. So check it out. Around the world, let's see. We remember some of our friends. GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuraLawCenter.com. Check to see if they're open. A lot of things aren't operating these days. So I would call. All right, what else? Around the world, James Bahamundi, attorney. He's always open. 516-783-9662. InnerSight is always open. So you can call us anytime.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
we're here.
That's true.
All right. The phone line here, by the way, 213-816-1650. And talking tonight about the plight of the deaf, blind, hearing impaired, which have a real surmountable challenge, a real challenge. To live a life.
Sensory. Mm-hmm.
What?
They have a real sensory challenge, and they have a real sensory challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. Coupled with the fact that things aren't made.
It's made accessible. Right.
For people who are deafblind. I mean, you know, left out.
Yeah, I'm in a support group today. You know, for the hearing impaired and the visually impaired. And, you know, I've mentioned that today. And, yeah, a lot of people agreed with me. A lot of people who are deafblind agreed with me. Yeah, a lot of people.
Well, I mentioned at the outset of the show, before they do travel stuff or, you know, mobility, they ought to make sure everything is accessible.
Well, there was a I had asked about that separately out of the group. I had asked why there was a mobility, you know, group as opposed to making everything accessible. I did ask that. And they said to me there was a, what do you call, a request for a mobility support group, so I didn't go further. I didn't ask why.
Yeah, but they should have both.
Because it was some people, they should, yeah. That's true.
Sure, the request for mobility.
Support group, yeah.
But how many
people would
turn down accessibility if it was...
Oh, not nobody.
Well, there's
nobody.
The answer.
Yeah.
You know.
Nobody would. I wouldn't.
Braille
I wouldn't
and raised print.
Gestured signal. Yeah, I know.
Braille and raised print are the two vehicles that deafblind people can access. And that should be all over this country. And the agencies...
We were talking about raised print today and how difficult it was to a challenge to get that in communities. The Braille was easier, but not many people
were able to do it. Because there's no enforcement. They didn't talk about enforcement, did they?
We were, yeah, as a matter of fact. And how hard it was to even get it enforced.
That's what you
now.
Need.
That's even worse. Yeah, we were talking about enforcement.
You need enforcement.
We're talking about everything. Yeah.
You know,
we're talking about everything.
You're going to stop somebody from living their life, you know, then your ass belongs in jail. That's what you need.
Yeah.
You know? And you need the money.
Then we were
also the government should split it with the agencies.
We're also talking about feeling safe. Not many people feel safe on the streets. And I said about my situation. You know, I said I'm on a wheelchair. I don't feel safe sometimes, and I could really use a dog. I said that, made sure people knew that. And I can't get a dog because of my situation. And I said, why? And, you know, they were saying, you know, that... certain things, and they said to me that they'll see why I can't. They said that shouldn't be, and blah, 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 blah. I said, well,
no,
good luck trying.
There's no law, that's why. That's why it's hard for certain people to get a service
dog. And I said,
dog.
There's a reason why that I need a dog here in New York. I said, because I would nullify my home care. I said, how could I go to another state? All my home care would be completely gone. I would have to go 6 weeks in another state, and all my home care would be gone. What, you're trying to completely put me in a nursing home? Freak that. I'm not doing that. I said, now I'd have to...
There's no protection of people. There's no law. You know?
I should be able to go wherever I please, period, with my home health aid. That's it. That's where it boils down.
Well, the damn agency should help pay for that.
That's
along
right.
with the government.
That's right.
You know?
But that doesn't happen. So I should have the decency to go anywhere I want as long as I want to. Seriously. This is my body. They're protecting
my
body.
They don't give us a real life, these agencies. They give us benefits them.
That's
the problem. See?
Yeah.
That's how they function. You know?
Yeah.
They get the money for a certain thing, they do it, you know. So big deal. They teach a person how to walk with a cane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then where does that person go when there's no accessibility and they can't walk into a place and apply for a job, especially if you're deaf blind, and have everything there you need?
Right.
You know, they only do it for the money. They don't do it for us.
Yeah.
Take away the money and let's see if they'll do it. See?
Yeah.
The difference between us and these other places.
Right.
You know?
We don't have the money. And yet
we help
doing
people even though we don't have the money.
That's true. Very true.
These other places wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Funny thing is, you know, I always remember when we had that dog wedding. We put that thing together in such short notice, and we had no money. I mean, no money. And we put together such a little beautiful dog wedding, and we had food, we had entertainment, and everything was donated. That's what people need to learn from, okay? people need to learn that you could put together the nicest of things if you have donations.
Well, we did it for a purpose, not just to have a party.
Yes, we did. It's not for a party. It was to express something. People have to understand that. We were expressing, guide dog service dogs and how importance of guide dog and service dogs were. You know, and that's very important. People need to be aware of that as well. But also, with a light fashioned manner, by having a service dog wedding. But it wasn't, for just the purpose of having a party at the beach. No. It was at the beach because it was a beautiful setting. And yet it was also at the beach because that's where, the people who were donating the area were able to have it. So it was just, multiple reasons why we had it there. But it was a very nice setting. And we really had...
Well, the people, participants, the two Akitas, service dogs, the whole thing was to show that the agencies, the guide dog schools, should be helping people who want to train dogs on their own instead of being prejudiced toward us.
That's right.
They should be helping us.
Right.
And all the more reason why you need a law.
That's right.
Because they're not going to do it on their own. You got to make them do it.
That's true.
The people who don't want to do it in those places, throw them the hell out. Get people in there in there who want to do it, who believe.
I'm sure I'm going to say something. I'm going to go reach a step out. The people who really want to do it are right now, they're being shut up. Okay, they're being censored. Okay, they're being really censored, and they want to do it, but they don't have, they're being censored in their positions. That's exactly what it is,
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Meaning that they're
being
told to, they say if you say something, you'll lose your job. Okay, that's the problem. All right. So
because you got the wrong people in the administrative positions.
That's right. That's right. Now, the moment you get people out of the administrative position, oh boy, you'll have a lot of people saying a lot of things. And they'll want to stay and they'll want to help you. I guess.
You got to have a law.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You got to have a law.
And if you don't,
push these people out and get the right people in.
Administration, and if you want people to stick with that administration, let them leave. go with the other people. That's all. That's what I'd say.
Anyway, getting back to our subject, the deaf blind. Some years ago, I got a phone call from a Italian woman, nice lady, and her brother was deaf and blind, and a very hard guy to deal with. So he used to wander out into the street by himself and all that. And he refused to use the cane.
Boy.
And he wasn't really a dog person. So the police caught him one day and he wandering around, and they took him to the hospital in Stony Brook. They didn't do anything for him over there. They just drugged him up and threw him in a room by himself and all that stuff. So I went in there and I met this guy, the hardest thing was to communicate with him. He couldn't see and he couldn't hear. But the one thing that helped to bring us together was my dog. He was able to touch the dog and feel the harness.
Oh, cool.
And he knew.
Which dog was that?
Wait a minute. He knew that I was blind by touching the dog and knowing, So I went. I was visiting him, and I don't know how long. 2-3 weeks. A couple of days a week. And finally I got him out of there.
Oh, cool.
and got him back home.
Yeah.
And I was able to get him to use the cane. He would walk with me, and to my dog, he would understand direction better.
Oh, good.
So he started using the cane, and I eventually let him go on his own because this guy was very headstrong, and I knew he was going to do what he wanted to do anyway.
Right, right.
You know? So that was my one experience with deaf, blind people, and I know that they have, most people have an intelligence if they're not brain damaged.
Yeah. No.
And they can do things.
Oh, yeah.
But
he communicated on your hand, didn't he?
What?
Didn't he use Braille on your hand?
He didn't know Braille.
Oh, he didn't know Braille? Oh, okay.
No.
How did you communicate with them?
So we just, we by touch.
Oh, okay.
You know,
wow.
I spoke to his sister, and she told me, well, you know, when you touch his hand, tap it 2-3 times or whatever, he knows you're a friend and so on. I had to learn different signals that he went by, you know.
Oh, wow. So he knew
nice
didn't know
guy,
foreign
but, you know, very, very headstrong guy, you know.
Oh, wow.
So that was my plight with him. And, you know, I was very happy to get him out of it. Stony Brook was ruining him. They would have,
of course,
I mean, they would
have
turned him into a zombie. You know, they did not
know
how to relate to him.
Of course they would. Yeah.
They didn't know how to relate
to him. I mean, you could be headstrong and not want to be... do things, and if they're gonna, the police are gonna pick you up, they're gonna put you in a mental institution. That's all. They're not gonna want to deal with you. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they don't know how to deal with you, and
yeah.
and the reason
they don't know
is because this world is not made for people like that. You see, if this world was made for people like that, they would know more how to deal.
And also, if the agencies would fend for us more and say, this is what needs to be done, and we will help them once it is done, okay? We will help them learn what is around once it's fully done. Yeah, that's what needs to be done. Period.
Everything should be there for everybody is the bottom line. And it's not.
And then once it's there... you don't need to teach people much, seriously, because people will know, oh, this is common. This is all always there. And you could have your everyday citizen, oh, yeah, just do this, do that, do this. They'll know what it is, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that should be there and aren't. All right, 213-816-1650. You want to call in? Sound off.
Let me look at phone.
Deaf, blind is the subject, but you know we welcome your comments. All right, anybody on the line?
We got a few people. Hold on. We've got Maureen and we've got Carl.
I can hardly hear you. You're all muffled with the phone.
Well, I am on one phone. I'm on one phone. It's my cell phone, and Maureen and
well, now
Carol,
you sound better. You got to keep.
Well, I have to go away from the
keep
phone.
Keep near the microphone.
To look at the. Listen, I have to go away to actually look at the board, and then I have to go back to the phone to talk to you. So give me a second. So it's Maureen and Carolina that's on the board at the moment.
Oh, all right. So let's take Maureen's call. And then we'll go over to Caroline. Inner Sight Live. Hello. Maureen from Queens.
How are you
doing? Here comes Maureen.
No. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey. Okay?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry I didn't get to talk last night, but my dinner was ready. I was running a little late, so.
Yeah. It's okay.
What were you saying, Suzanne, before you have to move out of state to get a guide dog? Is that what they said?
No, they said to me I had to go to Florida to go for this one program down in Florida that does multiple disabilities for me to get a guide dog. Yeah, I can't do it in New York.
Oh, I know you used to have to go out of state. I know that. But I think now they have a place in New York, I think, for that. That's, it's crazy, you know?
It's Smithtown. What's the one in Smithtown? What's the name of it? I can't remember it right now because I'm pissed off at them. What's the one in Smithtown?
Oh, I don't know.
Name?
I didn't even know it was in Smithtown. I knew it was
in
New York somewhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is Smithtown.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it's the guide dog school in Smithtown, and they told me that I couldn't have, you know, I couldn't do the application there because they don't have the program anymore. 2 weeks later, I get an email asking for money for the very same program that I was applying for. Now, I look at the email, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I read the email completely from beginning to end, and I wanted to make sure that I read it right. So I read it again.
Yeah.
And I said, they're really asking for money. I really didn't think that that was so, but they really are asking for money. And then I read it to Frank, and he goes, yeah, they're asking for money. I said,
not surprising.
I can't
not believe surprising
it.
At all.
No, that's exactly what Frank said. I said, I know, but this is disgusting.
I know. I mean, they should have it in every region. Because how was I, if I needed one? I mean, my mom's in the nurse. I wasn't going to be having to travel to another state to go for a guide dog if I needed one, you know? So, you know?
But to have the very same program 2 weeks later and then ask money for it, that's like...
Oh, they got gold. We know that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's, no, I said more than that.
I can imagine.
I
well, it is aggravating, you know, and disgusting. It really truly is. You know, they don't do anything to help. They just make things more, you know, aggravating and then to be asking for money to boot, you know?
Yeah, I know.
They have no shame. Mm. So, I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm so tired of everything.
Well, I have Social Security to deal with. Would you like to do my paperwork?
No, thanks.
Filling out stamp paperwork. I'm almost done.
But once I don't have
to say,
who wants to have any paperwork to do right now?
I'm tired of doing it. My eyes are hurting. That's the problem. And my eyes are spasming too. And I'm hoping that I get it done before I lose my Social Security. That's the sad part. I got to finish it and mail it. I'm almost done, really. But the problem is that I have to now list stupidly the doctor's name, the address, their what they've done for me. I'm like, there's so many tests that they've done for me from the time that they want the paperwork to the present day. And I'm like, are you – what I wrote is, are you kidding me? There are too many tests to this. That's what I wrote. That's what I actually wrote. And then I gave them I said, here is the phone number. Call the doctor. That's what I wrote. Exactly.
I mean, they have to know.
And I want
you
to do their work.
No, I mean,
they have to know exactly what's what, you know?
Yeah, hell no. I'm blind and I'm hearing impaired.
Yeah.
You do it.
And they're going to go through everybody's file that they, you know what I mean? Like, how many pages is it again?
I mean, they pay taxes. You know, also, and they should have the decency to have somebody to help us. Period. So we're
That's
asking
right.
for. You know, we're not asking something out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Well, I get called from my medical thing, which I don't know who I have because two different companies have called. So, but I've told each one, would you like them to come to your house and do an hour long evaluation? And they can tell. I said nope. So I get one the other day, too. Oh, would you? I said, I already told someone, no, I'm not interested in this, you know? I mean, how many times do I have to tell them I'm not interested in this, you know? And then I get, well, the first one was from Anthem originally. Would I like to fill out the survey now? All right, so I did that. So I'm in the bank one day, and I get a call. Oh, I'm from Anthem. Oh, no, I'm from, I forget what the other one, United. I don't even know. Would you like to fill out the survey? I said, I already did that. They have too many, different groups. The medical system is just a mess. Going to get worse. And it's just, you call people, nobody answers, nobody calls back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm just so
That's like calling Social Security. You're not getting anybody right now. Or you get the general
well,
number,
you know,
they refer you to your local office.
Yeah.
And the local office isn't answering at all.
Well, when I called, I called last month, I guess, because I wanted to know, because since it was election day, what day the checks were going to go out, if it was going to be the 3rd or another day, you know? Oh, well, it's a holiday. I said, well, I know that. I said, it's, you know, the election.
That's why I'm calling.
Oh, no, I think it's going out on the 3rd. So then I asked for the Jamaica, you know, because that's usually where most things come out of for Queens, the Jamaica office, right?
Right.
So this is now the 1-800 number for the whole country, right? Oh, I don't have that number. I only have for Rego Park. Hello? Really? This is the national number. So he only has for Rego Park. So I finally did get it from. So then the lady called from my mom's nursing home, you know, to do the whole Social Security thing, that whole thing that went on.
Right.
So anyway, I've called her now for the past 3 weeks, left messages.
Oh,
she doesn't answer. Where is everybody? You know?
I don't know. They're in their homes enjoying themselves. Well, we're sitting here filling out Social Security paperwork. That's what I think.
And when everybody's working from home, oh, this is going to get worse even. This whole...
They're working from the beach, I think. That's what I think. Somewhere in I don't know, somewhere in another island or something. So, you know, let me not talk.
Somewhere where, Susan?
Well, you know,
I
was talking to some island. I was talking to somebody today, and I was on the phone for like maybe about 5 minutes, and it was actually a government agency. It just was annoying. Anyway, and I heard like a really like breeze with like a seagull in the background. I swear. I was like, I could have sworn it was a beat. Wow, that sounds like an interesting background.
Yeah,
I'm walking on the Broadwalk. Broadwalk?
Oh, jeez.
Wow, and you're answering calls for your agency? Wow. Yeah. I wish I had that job. That's what I said.
Unbelievable. It's just truly
Maureen, did you hear anything from the nursing home about seeing your mom for Thanksgiving?
No, I got the robocall because there's two patients who have it, not by on her floor though, and two workers brought it in
good.
Again. So they're hosting. I got the robocall. I'm sorry, she said.
Again?
Oh, I didn't hear. So
another
they hope
one?
To reopen.
Another
I got record? The robocall a couple times. Wait, I can't hear you. 1 second, Suzanne. So the robocall said hopefully December 2nd. What did you say, Suzanne?
Well, now, what is...
I said...
Go ahead.
Well, you want me to answer? Oh, okay. Yeah, I said, again, they have another two callers. I mean, not callers, two
Well, you know, the last time was November 27th. You knew darn well that wasn't going to be happening. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and the weekend comes then, so it wasn't going to be
right,
till the next week. You knew that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So but they had two
the
new cases, you said?
Time. Yeah, that's
two more again, two workers and two patients. So, because she said something about, oh, you know, they came in. And I said, wait a minute, did you say they came in? I said, the governor's not pulling what he did in the spring, is he? Or earlier in the year, I forget what I said. Oh, no.
Thanks,
they
have to be tested.
People at the door.
Well, they get tested, the workers, twice a week, and the residents once a week. So right now...
They're supposed to get tested every day.
Yeah, you would think.
What's that?
So right now they're in the yellow zone.
Twice a week, that's no good.
That was once a week. But the workers by my mom's nursing home, it's once a week for them, the workers, and once a week for the patients.
That's
the residents,
once a week.
Oh,
they
once
should
a
test
week,
these
the
people
are...
every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to know
I
for
said.
Sure.
They're not protecting
That's
you.
Right.
That's what it should be. No, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have enough tests, Frank. That's what they're saying, everybody.
Well, this whole thing is so stupid because from the get-go, I have
Well,
said.
Tell them to get, then
what
they should get it. Call the damn
they
health department and get what
Period.
They need.
They should make them, too. They should get on the, they should put the Defense Production Act into motion and should have these companies make them like they're going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Serious.
Well, I mean, I've said from the get-go, what good is testing, unless you do it every day, because you could get it, you could
right.
be tested Monday
it's,
and get it Tuesday, Wednesday.
Good point.
I've said that from the get go. It makes no sense. Right.
Yeah, in the nursing home,
it
should be done every day, because
That's
those
right.
people in the nursing home, they can't get up and walk out. They can't leave. They're very vulnerable.
Yeah. That's right.
And
yep.
you should. It may sound stupid, but in that case, that's where the 15-minute test works. You know why? You get an idea. You get an idea if the person has it or not. Okay? It's a lesser percentage,
yeah.
but you get an idea, okay, at that moment, at that very moment. Okay?
Yeah.
So if there's like a little bit of a risk, at least at that point you know if this person has it or not. And you take their temperature too, and also you look at them. You ask if they've been at it.
Mm.
You ask all the questions, everything that you need to know. You give them a
and
good look.
And in addition
over
to whatever
well.
Test they have, the what they should be using are dogs who can detect
everything.
The virus. That's
right.
more
mm-hmm.
accurate than the damn test, I'll tell you.
And all of that. All of that.
Mm-hmm.
They should
mm-hmm.
use all of that, Frank.
And they're
every
not
single
using
bit of
that
it.
Either.
Yeah, because they know when people are having, you know, when they have diabetes, they can tell. And if somebody's having a heart attack, you know, the animals usually can tell. So
who's been,
you know,
which dogs have been sent, what do you call doing it? Do they have a school, a training school that's been doing that lately?
You can train any
dog
know. That's willing. Dog is willing.
I think most
do
dogs
it.
Would have that sense.
You could train them
yeah,
to
just
do it.
Get some blood. Yeah, just get some blood painted with COVID and go for it. That's what it should be.
Mm.
Yeah. Not even blood, but maybe some whatever specimen, you know? Not too much.
Well,
the dog can
be
look and pick it up right through the vial. You don't have to expose anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Just through the vial.
Things are
going to
be
not
shutting down
blood.
All over the place.
Like
again.
Maybe like a tissue or something, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like a sample. Whatever sample it needs to be, like a slide or whatever it needs to be.
See, they don't want to spend the money on these people. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what's going on.
I said to the lady today, you know, it's horrible. No thanks. I said, and probably Christmas. She said, well, we'll hope for the best with Christmas. So, I mean, the workers keep bringing it in, so. You know?
I'm going to, if I'm going to try and get there. If not, I'm going to go by the door and I'm going to say, give this to my mom for Christmas, please. And then I'm going to ask them to bring her by the door. I don't care what they say. I am. Somehow.
I don't want to take any chances. That's
go.
The only thing, you know? I don't want to take any chances with
them
doing it. You know what I mean?
Bring her by the door at least, you know? Something. We got to do something at that point, you know?
I know. And the World Health Organization should have done this.
There's
no?
a door between us, for God's sakes, you know?
Yeah.
There's a door between us. Well, he said he's going to, well, he said he was going.
The World Unhealth Organization.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well.
What did he say
said,
he's going to do what?
He said.
That's a better name.
So for
what did he say?
To do it. Said he was going to
What did he say? What did he say he's going to do
to
them?
He said he was going to recreate it. He said there's only one president at a time. I can't go into detail now because I am not president. That's what he said.
Who said this?
Biden.
Who's Biden?
Yep.
Who said it, Biden?
Yes, Biden. I said
yep.
Biden.
Oh. Well, yep. Hopefully it remains that way.
Yeah, I know. Can you hear me? You guys
hopefully
hear me better?
It stays in that,
I moved the phone. Yeah, mm-hmm. I moved the phone. Is it better?
Oh, yeah, that's better. Yeah. You know, because, I mean, he's acting like president. You know, President Trump is still president for 2 months, whether Mr. Biden knows it or not. You know what I mean? I never remember hearing this ever before in my life. The one who's, well, we hope not getting in, but if he does, have you ever heard any of this go on before? You know?
No.
No.
I've heard
never.
where the president and the president-elect talk to each other, and then they say, oh, yeah, the transition team is working with that I've heard.
Yeah.
Where they've talked about them working with each other. That I've heard. But I've never heard the president-elect talking while the president's still in office. That's different.
Exactly.
That's
never
totally
heard
different.
Anything
I've
so
never
ridiculous.
Heard that.
And, you know,
and I've never
for
heard,
a while now,
I've gotta
been...
say,
wait,
I've
let,
heard,
her, let the guest talk.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't hear it.
For a while now, they've been saying, "What if President Trump doesn't want to leave? Will they bring in the, you know, and will they be able to get him out? What if he doesn't want to leave?" I always thought that was kind of strange when they used to be saying that. You know what I mean? So I think that proves that the election was a fraud. You know what I mean? Why would they say that? They were saying that for a while. Oh, what if he doesn't leave?
I know why.
That is their legality that
I know
we can
why.
Go in and take him out and all that. You know?
I
always thought that
I know why
odd.
They said that. I know why they said that because Trump said straight up. Because they asked them. They asked during, you know, just a pre-election question to him. And he said, well, I don't know. You just said it that way.
Who
know.
Asked this? The leftist
you know?
Media? The leftist media asked this question of him?
No, no. It was
the
actually,
ones who the ones who pulled his mic a few weeks ago when he went to talk for like 25 seconds and they cut him off?
No. I don't
know
who asked him. It wasn't
it's really
that.
Gonna be...
It was, I don't know who it was who asked him. I think it was Fox News at the time. He was good friends with Fox News
who?
At the time.
Who was it?
He was good friends with Fox News at the time. So, yeah, I think it was Fox News at the time.
You know, Fox News has gotten very liberal also. A lot of people are leaving that, Fox News, because they've gotten very one-sided also, and it's not the side they used to be, you know?
You know, it's funny.
Well, they had it on the news earlier tonight, a very stupid remark that... the longer that Trump delays the, you know, the changing of the guard, whatever you want to call it, they said that more people are going to get infected and die. Now, what the hell does that mean? In other words,
that
means that.
Well, again saying that.
Yeah, that means that if Biden, when he's sworn in, if he's sworn in as president, people are not going to get infected and die?
No, it's going to miraculously
damn sense. It's
disappear,
a stupid statement
the virus,
like that.
After, after that. It's going to miraculously just fade away.
Yeah, right.
Plus, did you hear his plans for getting rid of it? It's the same thing Trump has. Same exact stuff, you know, nothing different. But
you know
it'll fade away
everybody.
On January 21st.
Everybody
we won't
bothers.
Hear about the virus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the whole thing is crazy. They don't talk about the damn doctors that aren't helping people. How about that?
You know.
What are they doing?
How come he's
all right,
not
we're
putting
take
Fauci
a,
on board since Fauci's so, you know, why isn't he taking Fauci on board, Biden?
We're going to take another call.
All right,
Maureen.
Guys, take care.
Thank you
take
for
care.
Calling in.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay,
take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Good night.
All right, Inner Sight Live, 213-816-1650. We're talking tonight about the deafblind, but, you know, we have been known to stray off the subject. All right. Is Caroline still with us? Hello?
Wait 1 second. Our caller has dropped.
I wanted to know if Caroline's still on the line.
No, she isn't. Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight. Tomorrow night at the Funnies. And let's see, tonight at 7:30, the Inner Sight program, Channel 20, Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel on the 11 o'clock Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And tomorrow night we got the Funnies coming up, so we'll have the regular gang, Louis DeLip. Jimmy Dinigan will be here, and a couple of other weirdos. All right, tomorrow night. Yeah, so, you know, we say that we the disabled are the forgotten people. Well, I would say that the deaf blind community are the most forgotten people.
I would say so.
Because of, you know, obviously losing their hearing and their vision. And, you know, you never hear about the deaf blind. Very rarely.
No, you don't.
You know? I had some people on my show a while back, and this one woman, if you talked really loud, she could hear you, but
mm-hmm.
she was almost completely deaf. Very nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I had another guy on with her who, he was blind, but he had a way of, communicating with her. So he was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very enlightening, you know. But, you know, too many people are too easy on these things. You know, you got to be more forceful. You got to be stand up for your rights, you know.
Yeah.
And the agencies aren't doing it. They're not doing it, you know.
That's for sure.
So you gotta do it yourself. Shouldn't have to.
Today.
But that's the way.
Today I got from the agencies this really interesting remark that really enlightened my heart. That was really interesting. You're enlightening us, Suzanne. We don't realize this that often. You're enlightening us. I'm like,
come on, that's a bunch
really?
Of bull. I don't.
Wait,
I don't
wait, 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 wait.
I don't believe
I said,
that. They don't know that.
Let me tell you what I said.
They shouldn't be in the business then.
Wait, wait, wait. I said, oh, really? I thought with all the years of experience that you guys have, you would have known that already.
They know. They're looking
said.
For an excuse not to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They know what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, okay, I'm enlightening you. Then
mm-hmm.
put up, help us raise the money to do something about it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say to them. See where you get with that. They'll give you
I happen to like them. They're really nice people, but I really want them to take the ball and run with it. That's what I'd like them to do.
Well, I'm not talking about the so-called, I'm not talking about the consumers. I'm talking about the agencies.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I'm talking about the agency. I want them to take and say, okay, Inner Sight, listen, I agree with you entirely, and I'd like to help you out. That's what I want them to do. That's what I
mean,
want
let's
them to
be,
do.
I mean, let's be very upfront. How much money have they got in the bank?
About what? I'm sorry?
How much money
I don't know.
Does Helen Keller have in their account?
I don't know.
That's
really
the
don't.
First question. They should reveal
mm-hmm.
that, you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't know that question.
And then and then you say to them, well, you know, X amount of dollars should go to to a fundraising project, you know, to making as many mm-hmm. things accessible as you can.
As possible, yeah.
You're dealing with the deafblind, you know. But to say
right.
that you're enlightening us that we don't know, if you don't know, you shouldn't be there, man. What the hell are you mm-hmm. doing over there? You don't know.
No, she means in terms of people on wheelchairs. She means in terms of people on wheelchairs.
Well, you should know about the whole damn
of,
thing if he's in
yeah,
in an agency.
Yeah, I know.
Dealing with this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't say to somebody, I don't know.
Oh, no,
know.
I would never.
I would say, yeah. Well, that you know, you can always learn more, but I do know.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell is going
yeah,
on?
Exactly. Yeah. Or I would look it up as I'm doing the thing, and I would find out while I'm doing the thing. I would never say I didn't know. Would you?
I know
no.
because I live it myself.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Me too.
So I don't.
I live it in more ways than one. But you know what's funny? I never say
except
I know
that.
Everything. I know a little.
Well, nobody
bit
knows
of
everything.
Something.
No.
Yeah,
that's
and I know a
point.
Little bit of something. What I usually say, like I've never had cancer, thank God, right? But I say, listen, I've had X, Y, and Z. I've never had cancer, but I can empathize with you because I have a degenerative disability. I can empathize with the suffering of a degenerative disability, but I never had cancer. I could say it that way. That you can say. That you could legally say. That I feel I could legally say in my mind, you know. But I could tell them straight up, I never had cancer, and I'm sorry, I don't know the suffering of cancer. I could say that.
We
in my
called
mind,
all
in my mind,
these
right?
agencies back in May when Michelle
had. Oh, I remember.
You know, and they didn't do
yeah.
a damn thing.
For COVID, no.
Not
mm-hmm.
a damn ass thing that they do. Well, don't tell me they
yeah.
don't know. They know.
You know what the issue is now? I was told that the this was before we went on the phone with them. He was saying that the money is not so fruitful anymore. That's
saying
the problem.
What?
The donors. The money is not, before we went on the phone with him, but way before that, this is before our call with him, right? He was telling me like a few days before that the money from the donors isn't that good anymore.
Yeah, I'll tell you why it's not that good. Because
mm-hmm.
they're too damn humdrum and they're not doing the job they're supposed to be doing. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, they should be working toward things to reduce the taxes and get
yeah.
people jobs so they can earn money and pay taxes. You know,
and get back even.
They're not making things accessible. That's why people don't want to give them money.
Mm-hmm.
They'd listen to me. I bet you they'd get money faster and easier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no guarantee of anything, but it would
maybe,
be a whole different,
maybe
a whole new
that
concept
person all over again.
You know,
we could try
a
that
new
person
concept.
All over again.
We got to get out of here. Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. Inner Sight means freedom. It's for the disabled. Our phone number 631-224-3090. Thank all our listeners, callers. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and we'll come at you tomorrow night with the funnies. All right. We're going to have some
100,400, Frank.
Lauren Hardy. What?
100,400 plus.
Oh, all right. All right, we're moving up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Be safe out there. Wild olive oregano, apple cider vinegar. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.